From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Wildcast podcast. I am Justin Spears, as always. Thank you for tuning in. Again, if you want more podcasts, any of our work, whether it's stories, videos, podcasts, photos, we have it all on the Wildcaster app. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download that free app. It is available on the App Store and Google Play, and it is free. Free. Everything you need for the Arizona Wildcats is all right there. So without further ado, let's go ahead and cut to an interview with former Arizona Wildcat Kyle Fogg, who breaks down his first year in China, as well as winning his fourth consecutive TBT championship. Let's go ahead and bring on an honored guest. Former Arizona Wildcat Kyle Fogg is here in town. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, what's going on, my man? I appreciate you having me on the show.
No, thank you for joining us. We always appreciate having you, and it's been quite a year for you once again. You just wrapped up your first season in China, and now you just won your fourth consecutive TBT championship. Just how sweet is life right now for Kyle Fogg?
I'm feeling extremely blessed right now, like you're saying. Last summer we won the TBT for the third time. I was able to go out to China and have a good year and re-sign there, and now we won our fourth TBT. So feeling really good right now and just excited to get back to work.
Mm-hmm. So take us back to when TBT first started and you started getting all of your players together for Overseas Elite. Was there a message or a goal for you guys saying that, hey, this is a new element for the game of basketball? This is going to be a popular tournament and we could really take this over and make it our own. So just talk to us about the journey with you and Overseas Elite.
Nah, we had no idea, you know, what it would become and how our team would be. We just knew, we wanted to give it a shot. We heard, you know, guys in the previous year won a bunch of money, and personally, I didn't think it was a real thing. So it was just about putting together a team who guys would know each other and are high-level players. And then once we got that first one and that second one, it was like, okay, we got a chance to do something special here.
Do you have a goal in mind for how many championships that you guys want to win for this?
Man, honestly, I think we're hanging it up after this fourth one.
Oh, wow. What came with that decision?
I wasn't going to play this year, but my good friend, Eric McCullum, just give it one more go. So I ended up playing. I think, if they go up, as far as money, you know, we'll definitely think about it, but we're risking a lot by going out there, you know, possible injury.
Mm-hmm. So, obviously, the Guangzhou Long Lions, that's your professional team over there in China, they were totally cool with you playing in this. What's been the reception like with them and you winning your fourth straight TBT championship?
Oh yeah, they're amazing out there, you know, management team, and I'm really close with my general manager there, and he was, of course, you know, telling me just make sure I be careful, but he's very excited for me to play, and when we won, he was just ecstatic, you know, extremely excited for me and our team.
The total cash prize for each player was $147,000. Just racked up $1 million over in China, so what does Kyle Fogg do with that kind of money?
I actually made less than $1 million this past year, but with the TBT prize money, just I didn't count on it. So I'll be giving, you know, probably like a huge chunk of it to my mom so that she's able to, you know, retire from her job and kind of do what she loves doing. And the rest of it will go through, you know, the organization, Principal Promise, I work with, as you already know. So. Won't be spending much any of it for myself. You know, that was kind of the thing I prayed on. If, like, you know, if we were able to get the win, I'd try to do good things with the money. So
yeah.
I won't use any of it for myself, but, you know, I've got a contract coming in, so I won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and you said Pencils for Promise. I wrote a story about you a few years ago about you building a school out in Ghana.
How has the school been ever since it's been built?
It's going great, and I appreciate you asking. That's one of my big things in life is to try to help as many people as I can. And first school in Ghana is up and running, and I've been able to build two more out there now. So there's two total in Ghana that's up and running, and there's one in Laos, Asia that's running. So working on the fourth now in Guatemala, so excited to get that finished up soon. And hopefully next summer I plan on going to check at least the one over in Laos, Asia out since I'll be over there after season.
And what's it like just going out to Africa and building a school and just making a difference out there in a totally different country?
It's awesome. I haven't got the chance to go out yet, so next summer I'll get to go see it live and on the ground. But the impact is, we take a lot of things for granted, like school. And, as you know, all over the world, there are a lot of kids who, don't get the opportunity to have an education or don't even know how to read and write. And I feel like, everyone deserves that opportunity because, without those skills, you're not able to chase your dreams. And the organization Pencil Promises, that's what they're all about. So I just am a huge fan of them and just happy that I'm able to help out in any way I can.
Do you have a certain end goal for Pencils of Promise? Because you said you're opening up your fourth school now. Do you have a specific number in mind that you want to do?
It started off with one, and then it went to three, and so it's constantly growing. I don't think it'll ever stop. Of course, there's always going to be people who need, a little bit of help. So I don't think there's any end game. It'll just be to keep on, working hard and trying to get, involved more myself and get other people involved who believe in the same thing so that we can just help as many people as we can.
Again, this is Kyle Fogg, former Arizona Wildcat, joining the Sports Exchange. Kyle, you just finished up 1 year in China. Previously, you were out there in Europe. So just tell us, what's the culture like between Europe and China? We all know food, just the language barriers. Tell us, what's it like out there in China?
Yeah, those are the big ones. In Europe, you can kind of get away with, some English and, people know here and there and, there'll be some signs. But over there, it's tough to find those things. So, luckily our club is really, professional. They hook us up with a translator who, is really good and helps us out. And, as far as, the culture goes and the people, they're extremely, extremely respectful to, others and their peers. And it's really good to see. They really believe in working hard. They're some of the hardest working players and people as well. That I've ever seen, and they've been nothing but, amazing to me. So I've loved my time out there so far, and it's just so blessed and excited to be able to go back.
The best basketball players in the world have always come from the United States. And obviously, over the last couple decades, it has really branched out all over the world. But in China, they love basketball. We talked about Stephon Marbury and everything that he's done over there in China. Is China probably the second country behind the United States when it comes to fandom for basketball?
Oh yeah, they're big, they're up there. Spain, from the place I've been, Spain is really up there too. But in China, they absolutely love the game. They follow the NBA just extremely attentively. They really love it. They have always games are always on TV. So and I think that they're starting to come along as far as skill-wise as well, too. I know they got a couple players in the NBA now, which is maybe the most they've ever had at once. And, it's good to kind of see them, just starting from a little behind, kind of build up basketball in that country.
When you're out there in China, what is a typical meal for Kyle Fogg? Are you open-minded? Are you willing to try out multiple things? Or are you just like, hey, let me find the closest McDonald's or the closest Chick-fil-A, any type of American restaurants, or are you just completely open-minded for food?
I'm pretty open-minded. I wanted to, usually I'm not, but this year I wanted to kind of give it a try, check it out, and we're lucky to stay in the Hilton, so they have a buffet there where they have any type of food you can imagine, but going, outside of the hotel, there's this noodle spot that I have that I just absolutely love, and the people there don't speak any English at all, but, they know me and I know them. And when I walk in, they start playing some hip-hop music, and they know exactly what I want to order. So that's definitely that's my favorite spot. They bring my order to me and put my music on, and They're just very nice to me, and that's definitely my favorite spot out there.
Is it Chinese hip hop, or are we talking?
No, it's American hip hop. So they have no idea what they're saying, but they must really appreciate my service. So I got nothing but love for them out there.
They're blasting Future in a restaurant, and he's talking about Cody and cough syrup, and they have no idea what this man is talking about. that's so funny. Kyle, what is the most bizarre thing or something that stood out about China to you when you first got there?
Well, one thing you definitely need to know is the toilets, I don't know if you know, are not toilets. It's literally just a hole in the ground. So that was a big shock at first to be able to, you know, we call them squatters out there, so that's a shock. And as far as food goes, there's a, you know, it's a good food called hot pot where you kind of make it yourself. You get boiling water, flavors, you know, they cook it right there, and you cook your own meat, you put it in there.
Okay.
They be selling stuff like, you know, brain and, like, blood clot tofu. So they got a lot of interesting choices out there as far as food goes.
Oh, man. Ooh. Yeah. Interesting choice of foods. But, hey, as long as you're open-minded and as long as you're willing to try it out, and if it's good, hey, more power to you. One last question before we let you go. How good does it feel to be back in Tucson and going back to your alma mater at the University of Arizona and seeing Coach Miller and being back in McHale Center where it all started?
Oh, man, it feels great. I mean, I come back every summer, and, you know, Coach Miller and the staff are just kind enough to let me come back and, you know, use the facilities, and I'm able to, you know, talk with the players and, you know, just kind of give them anything that I've learned kind of from my, you know, road and path overseas. And it's just always amazing to come back here. The fans are great, as you know, best in the country. And it just feels good that they are still showing me love, you know, even though I haven't been here for a while.
That's awesome. Again, that is former Arizona Wildcat Kyle Fogg back in town after winning his fourth TBT championship and his first year with the Guangzhou Long Lions out there in China. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing your second year out there in China and seeing your game continue to grow. And keep up with that Pencils of Promise thing, man. That is really great what you're doing. You're really making an impact in the world, and it's just really great to see.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, and thanks again for having me on, and hopefully we can talk again next year after another successful year.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Kyle. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good one.
Kyle Fogg, always, always amazing. Such a down-to-earth guy and a genuine person. And another successful story for the Arizona Wildcats.